Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Garage Talk Radio. Ms. Erica? Are you there?
I'm here.
My co-host? What's going on?
Hi, I'm here. Hey, Chris.
Okay. Well, we're going to jump into, let's see here. What's been going on?
A whole bunch of stuff. You know, we on off season now, so the bike is up, so... You know, I'm focusing on a lot of other things in my life. So just dealing with life. How have you been doing?
Oh, it's been going. It's time to get the 2015 schedule together.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Actually, let's see here. We got a few callers on here. We're going to ask at this moment here, do we have any announcements for us? Any events coming up? I know next week, what is it, December the... 15th something is a race going on over there in Brunson, I believe. So if anyone had anything to kind of talk about for that race there, we can take the moment now to kind of discuss. I know Custom X had several races that he wanted to do. Maybe we can chime him on in early here and see if he would come on and kind of give a description to see if we can locate him. Mr. X, are you on the phone?
Yes. What's going on?
Not too much, man. What about you?
Oh, nothing much. I wanted to kind of listen in a little bit tonight. I didn't know I was going to be let on kind of early. What's going on, Eric?
Hi.
Yeah, I got two races set up for next week in Bradenton. One with a drag bike and one with Lil Mike.
Okay.
Yeah, Lil Mike is the little short guy with the Kenny upper red and white 1000, and I think his wife goes to this track with him too. She got a 1000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I supposed to run him through the quarter, and the drag bike gun let me lead in the quarter.
Okay.
Should be pretty good. Should be pretty good. And the race is on that Sunday, which is the 16th. But we're gonna be down there. We're gonna get down there Saturday afternoon to kind of get set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, we're actually having a little testing tune ourselves at Hub City on the 8th. Nothing spectacular, no racing event or anything, but just a lot of guys wanted to get together and do some last-minute racing.
Yeah.
hopefully that'll go well.
You got everything mapped out for February the 24th?
Oh, yeah. We're in the calls are steady coming in about races and stuff. So I know it was a discussion on Soccer Bike earlier about the headbuster bike running the turbo bike. So I don't know if that's race going to really happen or not. Don't look like it. So if we're going to move along with the lineup. So, but other than that, I know the Texas guys are kind of anxious about coming over there.
Yeah, I sure hope so, because them guys, really, I don't think too much racing going on out west. I don't know. Really, racing.
Yeah, because I think Alex with the outlaw bike that was supposed to run Possum over there early in the year, I think he's trying to set up a race with him.
Yeah, but according to Possum, he couldn't get no race out that way.
I think Edison didn't want to redeem themselves, so I guess they want to do it at the race there. So I think they want to try the BMF bike. Possum on.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we got the ProMod guys to be there too, so that's kind of something different for the people to see.
Yeah, I'm not gonna open my mouth too much because they say I spark up the wrong tree sometimes, so I'm gonna just come over there and see what happens.
I got you.
Yeah.
Hold one second. We got one guy here with the hand. We gonna go on and open up the mic. 1710. Your mic is open. 1710. Your mic is open. Okay. Maybe he was just pausing. But and I think that the little junior dragster class is gonna be real fun too, because some of those kids have some fast Dragster. I know I was down there this past weekend, and man, I know several of them was leaving the line pretty swift.
Yeah, as long as they don't get out of line with me, they safe. So, you know, custom eggs do pick on the kids. Now, I mean, got to teach them a lesson too.
I hear that. Well, there, are you planning on coming back out next year with a different bike or something, or are you just basically
as of right now, everything is going to stay the same on my bike next year. I just want to make a clean pass. That's what I want to do. I just want to make one clean pass, and I will be happy. I mean, riding fast bikes is not the issue. I mean, I have plenty of great people who have given me the opportunity to ride their bikes, but, you know, I don't like riding other people's bikes until my bike is right first. My bike's got to be right, you know.
Okay.
And my bike's not right now, so, you know, we're going to take it out to a private test, and I'm going to be renting out Twigs in February for a private testing, and, you know, a couple of buddies, if they want to come out and run their bikes, they can come out. We're just
going to
get it right for next season. Do the best I can.
I got you.
Have fun doing it.
Yeah. We got a, well, you will be ready for the March 30 race over there at
Twig. Oh,
yeah. We got a nice, big, heavy week out going to be taking place over there, too. I don't really have the full details of it, but for those of you that live in the Georgia area, you know Terrence. I think him and J1000, Jared, I think they all about in the same weight limit there, so that's going to be the all-motor shootout there that we're trying to get everything lined up.
Oh, for the fat guys?
We ain't going to call them fat. We just said big bone.
Ha! Nice.
They supposed to be going at it, though.
Okay, well, I mean, you know what? Actually, that weekend for that race, I will take a back seat and sit in the stands because I do need a laugh at the track. I do need a laugh. 2013, yeah, I will laugh a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Fat guys on Grunge Bikes.
Never. Well, I wouldn't call them fat because they only like 220, man. So I wouldn't really call it.
Let's just say skinny challenge. Skinny.
Okay.
He said skinny challenge.
Wow. I can't believe y'all actually going to let that go on. But you know what? Everybody needs love, and I'm willing to sit in the bleachers for that race, Chris. If it's okay with y'all, the mix will take a back seat.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Just don't get there and somebody get on the mic and call you out or something, man. You there with no bike or nothing, so.
Yeah, here's what I do for all those big riders. I bring a pillow and put it under my leather suit just to make you feel comfortable and make myself look fat. I mean, big.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you, I done seen some guys in leather suits with a little weight on them, and nah.
I got you.
No,
we got another caller here just called in. We're going to go on and open up the mic here and see what he has to say. And maybe a return link back to your the quote that you had, 0678. Your mic is open. 0678, your mic is open. 0678, your mic is open. Okay, doesn't let us think none in. Let's try this other number. 1710, your mic is open. 0. Okay, well, they don't have anything to say. So, 2013, because, man, I shouldn't put you on the spot like that to ask you. As far as anybody on your list that had called off, but.
Hey, it's your show. It's your show. I can answer any question you throw out there. So, I mean, shoot.
Well, who would you want to try? We're not going to put you on the spot to say the first of the season, but towards the midway of the season. Anybody in particular that you would like to race by then?
Katrina. Okay. And, you know, everybody had a problem with me running 1,000. Let's just keep it Boosa. Anybody that want to call me out, make sure you have a Boosa because I don't want nothing said. I'm willing to try any Boosa out there. You know what? From what I've seen out of Area 51, I told you I wanted that to be my first race of the new year, but I'm coming over there the 24th of February. So I would like to try Area 51. I would like to try that race before the springtime out. Maybe at the Cup race.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's okay. If I'm not stepping out of my league, because I know some people, they think some racers and some bikes are God, but hopefully I'm not stepping out of my league and stepping on no toes. But I would like to try Area 51.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Okay.
That's my wish. Yeah, since it's so close to Christmas, that's my wish. I'm going to put it like that so nobody can argue with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you want? I'll tell you what. Who do y'all want to see me run? Put it like that. Let me put the shoe on the other foot. Chris and Erica, who do y'all like to see me run?
I already told you who I told you. I already said this last time I was on, Area 51. So, I mean, I have nothing else to say. That's your goal.
Okay.
I would love for you to see, you know. I would love to see a good race between the both of you.
All righty, Chris, come on. I mean, I'm putting you on the spot.
I would like to see the Katrina race. Let me see if this guy here lying.
Can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, Chris. Me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Can I put you on the spot?
Go ahead, put me on the spot.
Okay. I want to see you on a hand clutch.
Okay. Can I reverse it and put you on the spot?
Why don't we do it at the private testing in February?
Against who? Who would I mean, am I running against the Bob? Who am I running against?
You're running me.
Sweetie, don't put yourself out there in that deep water like that.
Man.
You ain't ready for it.
Whatever.
You know, Don't put yourself out there like that.
To be honest with you, I really just want to see what you could do. I mean, you could just—I could just see you do a buy run. I just want to see you lay some numbers down.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you know, hey, y'all officially heard it here on Girls Talk Radio. Eric has called me out.
I ain't call you out like that. I just want to see you on a hair clip.
I see you. I see you. How you try to fold it up, talking about private tests and all. We want the world to see this. We're doing this in a race.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that too.
Okay, long hat don't care over here either now.
Whatever. I just really want to see you on a hand clutch.
Wow.
That's it. Nothing
wow.
personal.
I mean, okay, now let me ask, I'm going to ask everybody who's listening, does it make a difference whether a guy has a slider or a clutch? He's still
yes.
racing.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It does.
Okay. Okay, I mean, hey, it's cool. That's cool. I mean, I thought
I racing cool. is racing. I mean, respect either way. You know what I mean?
I
be out there having fun. That's all that matters. I mean, there's a reason why they have you guys have sliders, because there's thousands and thousands of dollars on the line. I wouldn't want to make a mistake, you know.
You know, and I'm not trying to step on your toes or anything, but I've graduated from those baby setups, you know, and
right.
I'm in the big leagues with horsepower.
Right.
And sliders are needed to get off the line.
Right.
You know, I'm working with major horsepower over here, but you know what? I will step back down to the junior level.
No, it's not about stepping back down. It's not about stepping back down. It's just stepping over to another side. It's another whole different ride. You know what I mean? That's all
okay.
it is. And I'm sure you've done it before you started with sliders. But I want to see, could you go back? Are you versatile? Could you do more than just sliders? That's all I
want to
see.
Okay, I mean, hey, you know, we can do it. 2013 gonna bring on new things. We can do it. I'll revert back.
Hold on, for 1 second, guys. We got another caller here. The first caller that's gonna actually play something. I guess 6040. Your mic is open.
I hope it's one of them fat riders.
6040, your mic is open. Oh, man, I'm peeping. Okay. 0678, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yay, we got a winner.
Hey, yeah, you definitely got a winner.
He sounds, the tone of voice, he sounds like he's over 200.
Well, I could
oh,
be.
Man.
Didn't know what I eat before I raced that day, but
whatever. 1,000, whatever.
1,000. I got a booster, man. You know who this is. I call every week. I'm still trying to see you, son.
Oh, I thought you were J1000. Y'all sound just like.
No. That's what I'm looking for, Keisha. Don't get it twisted.
Wow.
You can text him and tell him what I said. It's the Strangler. You know who it is.
Yeah, Strangler. I'm going to turn the show over to Chris and Erica because I really don't talk to hand clutch guys, so y'all can go ahead with the conversation.
You will next
but
season,
you know the guy, he was going to say he was coming after you too next year, man. So.
Oh, he thought. Shit. Chris, I'm coming at him.
He can't get past J1000, and everybody knows J1000 is a joke.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
Really? One thing about it. In order to get past somebody, you got to get next to them, and I ain't running from nobody.
Yes, sir.
Nobody.
Hey, Hillside, let me interrupt you real quick. I made some calls on Monday about the new leather suit that I'm getting, and it's going to cost me
$1,095. No. Let me interrupt you real quick. Can I make an announcement?
Go ahead.
I got souk. I can get souk made for $500, so let everybody know.
Okay, now continue on with the custom egg. Okay. I'm gonna have the metallic orange suit with black on the sleeves for 2013. I would debut it February the 24th. It's going to take them 6 to 8 weeks to
debut?
The 23rd.
Okay, 23rd. Okay, cool.
Hillside, are you planning on coming over too, or are you just going to try to catch the Tweeds race or something, maybe March the 30th?
Well, no, actually, I'm hoping my bike's not out the paint shop so I can come down here to Bradenton on the 19th.
Okay.
It's the 16th, brother.
Well, it don't matter. Whatever day it is, I'm trying to get there. And Erica, she knows she been riding for me, too. She keep hollering about her hand clutch messing up.
Who is this?
The one who weighed me down. The one you said, will you go please say something to that dude? You remember that? We was at Cecil. He was like, will you please speak to that dude? They're trying to get your attention.
I never said that.
That's what I'm talking about. See, this guy want to be like Rock. He's more like Romney.
My earpiece fell out. What did you say?
I say that guy, Custom X, he wants to be like Barack, but he's more like Romney. But I'm going to run over him, what I'm going to do. But I still need to see you.
Well, who is this again? Because my earpiece has fell out.
you need to clean out your ear or something, or put some glue in it or something.
It's in my ear. What did you say?
This is a guy that was on, when we was on the scooter, you said, will you please speak to this guy because he's been trying to get your attention all day down there in Cecil.
I never said that to you.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, you said that. You want to put words in your mouth.
If you say you said that, I'm just saying, I don't remember, I don't talk like that, you know what I mean? So that's why it didn't sound like me. That's why I was confused.
You wouldn't know him anyway. He's not really known.
And that's the dude from Florida, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and you said I ran for, if it's the right person, you ran for me. After you seen CC go down the track, you weighed me down and said, forget that. We not racing.
Well, you must be got the wrong guy from Florida, because as I see him go down the track and like to turn that bike over, I was trying to run him down. But they said he had to go to the town.
Okay.
Hey, and you know what? I fought home the money. Okay, what you talking about?
I ain't never knock you for winning. I ain't gonna never do that.
We can easily settle this with a race, with a lock-in.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I tell you like this. This is how I do it.
Because I
like the race too. This is how I'm doing it in 2013. Boy, I'm gonna finish it out like this in 2012. If I'm at the track, you got action. I ain't going out my way to pay nobody to come cross town. But if you there, you can get action. And I'm just keeping it 100. I'm keeping it 100.
Wow.
I ain't going to try to buy no race. I ain't going to try to purchase no race. But I am going to try my hardest to win a race. I've always kept it 100. And I ain't knocking CC, CX, or whatever y'all call him. He winning. The man winning. I can't take nothing from it. Only way for me to get known is to be somebody who knows. So I'm aiming for a lot of them this year.
Is that message for only Erica, only girls, or is it for me too?
Well, it depends on which way you got your helmet on. You look like a girl too, so it don't make no difference. But, I mean, I'm just saying.
Dang, that was a low hit. Dang.
Well, you know how he do it.
You know, I'm tired of all these men getting on the internet and getting on this radio talking about I look like a girl. Man, I got more men watching me than women. Y'all get your eyes off me and put your eyes on the track. Okay, stop watching cupcakes, okay? I don't know how I look from the rear, okay? But hey, look, just focus on the track. Stop focusing on my hair. I'm cutting my hair. I'm tired
of it. You need to. The real man
please
wants
don't.
Your hair.
Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah, you do.
Please don't.
Hey, you know what? When I won my last race, I had somebody say, did y'all see that girl win the race? No.
It might have been the way you had your wrist bent behind your back walking.
My what?
Might have been the way you had your wrist bent.
Oh,
You know what I'm saying? Keep the composure for a man, now.
Nah, man.
Keep the composure, now.
If y'all
only... You don't bend any wrists, but you do have long hair, so just leave it alone.
You be trying to keep it peaceful, don't you? Yeah, but what I want you to do, okay. I want some covers. I want you to give me some covers when you see me dragging custom down there. You're going to give me some footage.
You're going to get some footage from me.
But I ain't come on here to down. I ain't come on here to down that man and down playing or whatever. I just want to see some good racing and I want to be a part of it. That's all it is.
Right.
And I enjoy calling on here talking to you guys, you know. It's cool.
Yeah, I like how you're trying to cover all that up. I'm going to remember what you said.
Hey, you ain't going to forget it. Remember what you told me? Ain't no man in no Starks Levi's and Nike Airs going to ever beat me.
But see, one thing about it, I can take whatever y'all dish out because I know me.
Well, I got to tell you like this. You ain't going to win them all. And that's just it, you know?
Hey, and you know what? I can't wait until, Chris, you said the 23rd of February?
Yeah, 23rd of February.
I cannot wait to come over there to Louisiana. I want to taste the food, meet the people over there. I just want to have a good time. You know, it's all jokes sometimes, but it's time to get down to business in 13. So I want to come over there and meet some of them fellas over there, meet some of the guys and kids over there, and just let them know who I really am. So I'm the man to beat. You know, as of right now, racing stopped right now, I will be the only grudge racer that took a win in. So whether you like it or not, Custom Mix is on top.
Man, we got one more person here that just chimed in. We're going to go on and open up the mic. 3556, the mic is open.
Hey, this is Roger Mansell calling from Kansas City. Just wondering, you going to have any big time bike pro mod show up?
What was the name again?
Roderick Mansell from Kansas City.
Hey, Rod, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Chris?
Just
trying to see what you got for the big time bike, for the pro mod.
I'm sure a few going to chime in as a night. The first hour probably is like a get acquaintance, and then it gets kind of bug wild out the end, so... We just making it if any ProMod bikes is interested in coming out to the Fat Tuesday event February the 23rd. You can chime in now. We got one ProMod guy on. If we can interchange information to kind of see which route or whatever we want to go.
Okay.
We just leave that open, Rod, and if anybody say anything, we definitely contact you. But I'll leave your mic open in just in case.
Well, I know a couple of pro mods, a couple of funny bikes going to show up also. So they can see some real power put down the track.
Well, I got you. Sound like a man that's going to be coming to do some business.
Yeah, I'm coming a long way, too, so I hope it's a good turnout.
Yeah, I believe we're going to be all right. We may even, I don't know, I ain't going to put no pro mod on the custom, so I won't even do that.
Wait, let me ask you something, Mr. ProMod. Do you grudge your ProMod?
Do I grudge my ProMod?
Yes. Would you grudge it?
Explain what you're saying. I mean, run against you? Are you the guy with the
1,000? No, I got DTM, Dan Wagner. We do have ProMods in our camp.
I know Dan very well.
Yeah. I mean, do you grudge your ProMod?
That just depends. Yeah, I will. What kind of I'm a big guy. I'm 230 pounds. Now, when I go to grudge, man, I put a smaller guy on mine.
Right,
now,
right.
230 pounds. I'll run 790s all day long.
Okay.
I ain't afraid to put my time out there because I'm a big guy. But
right. Now I have a grudge bike, a little old Busa. Little arm slick on it. Would you give me the back tire and let me move with that ProMod and put the light ride on it? Just to do some, or I tell you what, to make it better, you know, since I'm giving up the odds to you, with you riding. We ain't got to break the bank. We ain't got to break the bank. With you riding, rider for rider, nut for nut. I'm running.
In other words, you want the back tire. You want the hit first, right?
No, I want the back tire. I'm gonna stage with my back tire, and I want you to let me tear out of it.
I got you.
Yeah,
I do that.
Yeah, through the you want to go through the quarter, or the eighth?
Oh yeah, I got to go through the quarter. See, again, I'm a big guy. I'm a big guy, so my horsepower's gonna come after the eighth.
Yeah, and that's exactly what mine's gonna come through. But I weigh 215 pounds, so I'm pretty well.
And you're on the finals?
I'm on a booster. I'm on a booster. No, I'm gonna be real with you. I ain't gonna joke with you. I weigh like 150 something all the time.
Yeah, I do that back tire. That sounds like a winner. I do that.
Yeah, let me stay with my back tire.
I let you
stay
with your back tire.
You gotta let me leave too. Yeah, you gotta let me tear out.
No, wait a minute. Now you said let you stay.
No, I didn't. You need to ask Chris. Chris, what did I say?
He said stay the move.
What did he say, Chris?
I said stay the move.
You know what? I'm a man. I don't back down. I didn't lose and I didn't won. So if that's what the race is, you know, you win and you lose. Yeah, I do it. Since you ain't got no wheelie bars, right?
I don't have no wheelie bars.
Yep, I do it.
Okay, cool.
So let me make sure this is right now. So the race is Cousin X with the back tie and the brake.
Right.
And a quarter mile race.
Quarter mile race.
Against a pro mile bike.
Yes,
pro mile bike. All right.
Hey, you know what?
I'll be there with my camera.
Hey, I guarantee
you won't
miss
mine. I'm going to tell you because mine's orange. You won't miss.
What?
So, great. So is his.
So we're going to have Halloween on the track, huh? Halloween
that's
in January.
Right.
But you know what? You got to change that paint job. No way.
Why need to get a paint job?
Hey, are you gonna have on your orange leathers too? It's gonna be so much orange going on. Oh man.
Yeah, good. You know, no, Chris, do you know what's your name? I didn't get your name, sir.
Robert.
Robert. How will I know you by the orange bike?
By the orange bike. It'll say Manthar Motorsports on the side of it.
Okay, don't take this the wrong way. Are you white or black? Or Creole?
I'm black guy. Black guy.
Okay. All right. Now I got to take it easy on you. You're a brother.
Oh. Don't take it easy on me.
No, I take it easy on the brothers now. Don't get me wrong.
That's a lie.
You ain't got to take it easy on me.
But you sound white over the phone, though. You sound white.
Well, I guess
you're proper, man.
That might be okay.
Yeah, but I'm gonna show you what this DTM horsepower is gonna do to you, bro.
Well, you know what? I'm from Kansas City. You gotta show me.
Ain't that fast up there?
I am. Okay, well, I guess you gonna find out, ain't you?
Ain't that fast up there?
You'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see you at the Cup race. I didn't see you at none of the big races over here.
Well, you
here,
know
what, so.
Chris? Tell him why I wasn't at the Cup race.
He was over at the Dallas race that we had over there.
Oh, did he win it?
No, I didn't
win
it. Exactly. Exactly. I won my race.
In February, it will be together. It'll be all brand new. No excuses. No excuses.
Do you mind? I'm going to ask you a question. I want the honest truth.
What's that?
You know, are you running 200 miles an hour in the quarter?
No.
I'm trying to pick for information.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't mind telling, you know, but because they can find out anyway.
Don't block, Chris. Okay, continue on. Go ahead, Robert.
I'm running damn close.
Well, you know what?
Let me put this stipulation in.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, and this is a big if you was to beat me, then you run me for the same on with my little rider, then you see what you did. Since you only weigh 150 pounds. Fair enough.
Okay, I tell you what, if I get by you the first race, you know, just because I don't want to take nobody money like that, you put your little rider on there, let it cool off, we'll do it again. Same amount of money.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm the same way. You know, we'll do it till they won't run no more.
Wait, hold
one
on.
One of us run out of money.
Yeah, I ain't got it like that now. I ain't got money like that now.
I said or two, one of us run out of money.
Well, I guess I'll be the first one. But, yeah, let's do that. Chris, so you heard it here on Grudge Talk that I'm going to run Robert, right?
Roderick.
Right, with his Pro Mod, the back tire and the hit through the corner.
How long is your bike?
Wow. Do we really have to get into that?
Well, now you ask me questions. I can't ask you no questions, but see, I don't have nothing
to hide. Okay, here we go. Now, I'm being truthful as possible. My bike is 73 and a half.
Okay. I mean, the race is going to be on no matter what, so whether it come out of 93 inches, it don't matter. That just lets me know how much I need to turn it up to go by you.
Hey, okay. Okay. Hey, Kansas City,
George,
let me tell you something. Don't
underestimate
the South now.
Well, you know what? I know all about Dan's motor. If Dan put your motor together. So I know it ain't no slouch.
Yes, sir.
I know it ain't no slouch.
Yeah,
well, hey, guys, I enjoyed talking to you guys. I'm going to get off this line and give me something to eat. Mr. Chris, thanks for having me on.
Okay, thank
you. I'll catch you guys next week.
Hey, Robert, look me up on YouTube, Black Caesar. You'll see it.
Black Caesar? Then, you know, I got a partner. I got a partner that, now he got a grudge bike.
No, you just go ahead and get off and eat your food. We're going to remain with that one in the head.
No, you're going to get that anyway. I'm going to give you
okay.
that.
You look, I'm not out to race the world. All I want to do is just all going to knock you off a Pro Mod first of the year, and that'll set me straight.
And if you don't knock me off, then you're going to be crooked?
I don't think nobody will pick at me for stepping up running the Pro Mod. But you know what? If you lose, you're going to retire. Oh, yeah.
You want to bet? What you want to bet?
Oh, you're going to retire.
First time. You want to bet?
I'm not going to hold you up.
You know what? No, wait a minute. Now, I ain't going to retire because we got another side bet, right? If I lose, then you go against my small rider. So it'll be evenly matched. But I'm giving you the hit. Who do what?
You give me the back tie and the hit, brother.
I'm giving you the back tie and the hit. Make up for that 100-pound difference. 80-pound difference.
Right.
But then, so say you outrun me, then you got to run the small guy.
Now head up.
No. I'm going to give you the same thing.
Right. Exactly.
The same thing.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. I mean, that's cool, Kansas.
Okay. All right, y'all.
Okay, bro. Take it easy.
Okay. Good talking to you guys. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Erica, are you going to be on Bradenton on the 16th?
What was that?
Are you going to be on Bradenton on the 16th?
16th of what? December?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it ain't my thing about you, man. I got a text from a guy out of Lake City, Florida, from G1 Racing, heard about a hand clutch on a 1000, and he was looking for some action.
So, man, we also had a hand clutch shootout in March over there this week, man. They're just looking for a lot of hand clutch bikes at one time.
Yeah, but I'll text him back and let him know that. Twigs is in March when?
March the 30th.
March the 30th.
Grudge built to give out to the winner for us in that class, the hand clutch shootout.
Okay. Now, what about this heavy class you're trying to come out with? What you got to get in that?
Well, this is actually Big J's heavy hitter event that I'm hoping Big J was online to kind of chime in. But now, this hand clutch thing for the February 23rd race, I know he's going to have a super heavy hitter and a heavy hitter class. I want to say they started to wait in for the heavy hitter from 2:30 to 2:50 or 2:60, I believe, and then the super heavy hitter from 2:70 on up, I believe. A $200 entry fee, and I think a winner take all second place run up would get the entry fee back from I believe is the way it's going. Okay. Something that you may be interested in, or?
Well, it kills me because I'm weighing in probably about 190, 195 with leathers.
Oh, okay, yeah. I don't even think unless you can put on a couple pounds over the winter and get up to 220.
Yeah, that's gonna be kind of hard. I mean, I came from 245, and in the last 2 years I've been 185. So I sure missed that.
Wow,
I'm
saying that.
I don't know what that was. 185.
Put you right up that borderline.
Yeah, that's got me jammed up. I'd like to get in there with some of them guys, you know, because I'm in a messed up situation where I got to run these guys built like the X Factor, custom made for whoever he is.
130, 140 pounds. Hey, true. Look, I don't know what I'd do if I was 185. Wow. Oh, man, I don't know what I'd do.
I'm still tripping on this dude to call. You're tripping on this dude to call on a pro mile bike.
Yeah, and Chris, you think I'm playing? I'm actually going to race that guy. I'm actually going to race him.
I don't think you're playing because that's what racers do, man. They take challenges because I'm trying to race Walter Sprout down in Bradenton with his turbo bike.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, because earlier tonight, I didn't really think it was a challenge by you calling Erica out. Really, you need to really step up to the plate and call me out.
Well, you've been called out, man. You told me you was going to make your shakedown pass to me.
Yeah, but I'm going to say. Hey,
if you would have made that shift down, you would have got drugged. You were going to hell, it was over.
and if it would have rained today, I'd have been wet. Look,
and if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
I was after one person and one person only in Cecil. And I got his head. I haven't silenced the dream team. As of right now, I'm putting racers out of the game. You have yet to hear anything from Priceless or Tackle Box on this line because Custom X has put them down in the ground. Believe that.
Okay. Custom X. You know I got a little small motorbike with a little bit of gas. In Bradenton, you give me the back tire and hit, what can we do it for?
I can't give you nothing. I can give you the back tire and go off the light.
Man, I'm just asking you for the back. I'm 200 pounds. You just heard me tell you my weight.
I don't care. Our weight don't mean nothing to me. I don't care. I'll give you the back tire and we'll go off the light. And that's all I can do, bro. I'm not in this game to give anybody nothing. When my motor blew up in Cecil, didn't nobody give me no money to fix it?
You just asked the man on the pro mod with the back tire to break.
Yeah, because he's challenged. He's mentally challenged. And he fell right into my trap. He fell right into my trap.
Man, do you know Custom beat that dude on that pro mod, man? You're going to have to escort him out of Louisiana, man.
Yes, sir.
You telling me I can't get the back tire in the brake? We're ready for it.
Look here, you're a newcomer in this game. Don't come on here begging. Earn your way. Earn your cheap, bro.
I ain't begging. I'm doing what you're doing. You asking, I'm asking. Give me the back tire in the brake. If you say no, I won't mess with you no more till I step up in 2013.
I had something with some Willy bars on it, a Pro Mod that go 420s. That go 420s. But I guarantee you, if that pro mod ain't caught me by the 330, we running the same miles an hour all the way through. So he better die. That'll tell you a lot about me. So whoever listening on this phone right now, you better do your math. And I guarantee you, head buster, a hair 51 would not take one in the break from a pro mod. I guarantee you. Do what you want to do, but I guarantee you, Speedy or Johnny Locklear would not take one in the move from a pro mod. They would not take it.
Well, I tell you this much. My sponsor is on his phone right now, I'm sure, and I hope he is, because he hit me begging for one in the move, and you won't give it to me. So that's just going to make him put more money in Petey Wheatstraw. So when you see Peter Wheatstraw, it's straight up, off the clock, straight up off the light. I can't come up to your level with what I got. So in 2013, we'll be on the same level. We'll run off the tree, first race of the season. When you see Peter Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law, you just get next to him and get the money right, and we'll go.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting tired of all these bikes coming against me with these wicked names. Petey Wheatstraw, Cocaine, Headbuster, all this. Why don't y'all get a name that's credible and then challenge me? Don't come trying to run me with all these bappy bikes. You know, because I'm going to tell you, your owner or your sponsor can never build a bike to the level of my bike. That bike is sitting on technology. I'm telling you, man, this bike is for real, man.
I ain't trying to laugh, but you making me laugh.
No, I ain't trying to make you laugh. Let me tell you something. When I had my old Caesar bike, I used to call the bike I got out now. I used to call it out every time I was at the track. I was stupid because this bike is stupid fast. It's fast, man. And you know what? When we're alone, when I can talk to you alone, I tell you what kind of number I ran against Tackle Bar. And you're going to be like, I see why you called that pro mod out.
Custom, hold that thought there, man. We got another caller here. They may want to say something to you as well. 3470, your mic is open.
Chris, this is Terminator. The guy was talking on the noise to my boy from Kansas City.
Right.
You better hope he got his whole car down good.
Custom, you hear that? That
sounds like another cosigner. What did you say, my friend?
I said, you better check your phone card, buddy, real close.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm stepping up. I got no wheelie bars. I got a little 7-inch slick. You know, I'm coming to run. I want him to break. He going to have to put it down. Put it like that. He going to have to put it down.
Whatever he can't cover, if you think you're big enough, you can take on a full-blown funny bike.
Funny bike? I can't believe it. Wait, hold on, Chris.
You don't want to talk about people
Chris.
Fell into your trap or something, now you fall into mine.
Erica, Chris, he'll say,
funny bike.
Did y'all see that? He called
me. It's a funny bike.
This man, Larry McBride looking for you too, huh? Oh, my God. This man said, funny, but look here, cuz. Go ahead and hang up the phone, cuz. You sound really, really crazy. A funny bike on an outlaw bike? Wow.
Hey, everybody fell into your trap. You fall into my trap. You think you can get around that pro mod, then you think you can handle him, then come on, try me on.
This guy said a funny bike. Wow. Hey, JP, I hope you're listening. JP is my brother. JP, do you see what they try to put me against? A funny bike? Chris, I know you're laughing. Why don't you say, come on, Chris, respond, please.
Man, we got one caller here. We may have a responder here. 1870, your mic is open.
Man, is this dude crazy with a funny bike?
JP, he is crazy. They want to put Caesar against a funny.
Oh, I got Larry McBride over here.
Yes. I'm here with our Spider-Man bike right here today. You have a funny bike, gentlemen?
Yep.
Funny bike, man. I don't know his name. Funny bike man, Larry McBride wanted to talk to you.
You want to run somebody, buddy?
Hey, well, Larry, you know who this is. I know you, and you know me.
Oh, I don't know you there.
Don't fall for it. So look back to this race here, man.
Man, I really don't know you, buddy.
Well, good
race. Just get up.
So that's have you ever looked at it this way, customer? I guess they figure, like, if you do took over the grudge game, maybe they want you to step up and just kind of, you know, step outside their circle. But
I'm thinking
we're going to see what this pro mod race, because that's gonna be interesting to me, man. And I want to put about two or three cameras on bikes for that race there.
Right. I mean, I got a bracket for one camera on my bike, but you're welcome to mount as many as possible. But I'm going to tell you, Chris, I think that's gonna be a good race. But as far as a funny bike, I would never race a funny bike. I cannot defeat those kind of odds.
Tell him to get a little S10 we got to break, and he can put his funny bike out there.
Man, man, let me tell you something. If he from Kansas City, trust me, I have never heard of his funny bike, so he's not doing anything. He's not doing nothing.
They've been washed up since the last running bike, Larry Johnson. Is that pre-cone?
You know, now, is the guy still on with the funny bike? I don't want to bash him to the point.
He's still on.
I'm not going to insult you or try to, you know, bash you or anything, but I can't do that deal with the funny bike. I mean, once I get past that foam mod, I'm not going to run my bike in the ground. Because if I beat that funny bike, it's nobody. If I beat that pro mod, nobody's going to race me. So, really, I'm messing myself up. But for the world to see, I will run it.
Man.
I can't believe this. I got challenged by a funny bike tonight on Grudge Talk Radio.
No, you got challenged by a pro mod and a funny bike.
You're right. A pro mod and a funny bike.
They don't play in Kansas.
Ooh, the only thing I know tough out of Kansas is Dorothy.
They don't play.
It's Dorothy. That's
true.
That's a Dorothy.
And now you know two hardcore racers that'll race anybody, too. They straight came on here and called you out.
Stop that, girl. Stop. Yeah, you know what? Stop,
Erica.
The only thing tough coming out of Kansas City is salsa. And that goes on my chip. Okay.
Now, if we got one more call here, somebody's going to chime in that's going to step up to the plate.
That's
play.
New York
499. Your mic is open.
Custom cut. Get off your pedestal. Run somebody and just race. Wow.
I have no idea what are you saying. I mean, get off. I have raced somebody. I mean, my last race, I won. What are you talking about? Are you local? Are you seeing stars right now? My last race is all over the internet. Next time you decide to press one, go to a payphone and do it.
Wow. This bad, though.
You come on using my word, wow. What are you saying? What are you trying to say to me? Speak your mind right now. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
This show is not about you, Custom Cuts. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Race and your races will speak for itself.
I am racing. What are you talking about? I am racing.
Get on here. Talk like you the big dog. Race Area 51. If you think you a bad boy, go out there and race Area 51, Leonidas, Katrina, whoever you want to race.
I called Leonidas out. He don't want to race me. Katrina, I called him out. They said they wouldn't be at the race. They said they would blow it up. Area 51, I'll be ready for him in 2013. What more do you want me to do? Why are you getting on here trying to disguise your boy? I know who you are. Headbuster was blowed up when I got to the track. I called out, the karate man. What's the name? What's the bike? Chris, what's the bike? The black and red one. Cobra Commander. I called out Cobra Commander. They said their bike wasn't hooking. What more do y'all want me to do? As of right now, I'm the only man that's out there racing in the big leagues, and I'm winning. I blew up against Tackle Box. I redid the motor, came back, I got my win. Shouldn't have went down like that.
Well, the caller that just called in, I'm sure you was on the phone earlier when he accepted that race with the Pro Mod. Were you on then, or?
I was on the line then.
Okay, well, what do you think his outcome? Would you have taken that race, or would you just?
I've seen both the bikes run. I've seen Custom Cuts run, and I've seen the guy from Kansas City run. This is going to be the time were custom cuts either going to make you or going to break you because you just stepped in some deep water.
And you know what? I understand that, but you know what? This game has got so weak as far as the grudging that it's going to take guys like me to step outside the box to make it tough again. So by me running a pro...
Why did you ask for the back tire in the move then? Why you didn't just say, give me the move?
No, for one thing, he got wizard bars. For another thing, they got 102-60-foot, 101-60-foot. Come on, man. Come on now. I'm trying to make it right. He got a pro mod. I'm trying to make it fair. But you know what? If he let me get by him, woo, boy. It's a brand new day in Grunner City around here now. Brand new day. Everybody's going to want to copy me. I'm going to start a new thing. Since y'all don't want to run me or y'all acting real funny about the pot, I just call ProMars out. give me the back time.
Be for real, though, Custom Custom, Custom Max. Be for real.
Okay.
You only run for $1,000.
What's wrong with that?
Come on.
What's wrong with that?
You know, some people don't even pull their bike out the trailer for that.
Okay, well, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just going to say this. You haven't got a lot of races because the guys that want to race you or would like to just wear down on you, they're not wanting to race you for $1,000, so they'll let you just keep on talking.
Okay, well, hey. Okay, hey, well, I mean, yeah, go ahead, JB.
Let me tell you, dude, it's on the phone. Man, it kills me for these dudes to get out here talking about they want to run for 10 stacks. That's fine. Don't be trying to, act like they got it like this. This dude came up and told us he want to run for 10 stacks. He didn't even have 10 teeth. I said, the dentist will take that money all day long. So why they want to get out here talking about they want to run for this money? I'm glad the dentist officer would gladly take your money. I mean, don't try to put it like they got that kind of money. Dude, when you walk up with somebody, have yourself in check. Okay, speak on here.
How you know what the next man got? That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know what he. When you come up there talking, and you ain't got but 3 teeth. Then tell me what you got.
He's right about that. I done had the most negative.
Put such a book by it. I always remember that.
Okay, I think it is. My take on it is these guys tired of hearing him talk. He only want to race for $1,000. If they tired of hearing him talk, just go on and run over him. It's simple as that. You built your bike to race it.
Hey, and you know, Hillside, now I'm going to tell y'all that, you know, it come a time just throughout the year that you may catch me and I can run for 5 or 10, but I can't run for that every time I come out. I can't run for that, but if you want to shut me up, beat me and beat me down. One time is not going to shit me up. You got to do it again and again. As y'all can see, Tackle Box beat me one time because I blew up in front of him. But he came back and tried to do it again and couldn't get the job done. That amps my fire, okay? And if I beat that pro mod, that's going to totally amp my fire. It can't nobody get
this. Hey, one thing about this, when you say you want to run for... Money is no problem. Run for $1,000.
I got a question. Custom Cuts, you got enough faith and enough, you know, about your bike that you feel that you can be like Cobra Commander, Headbuster, Area 51, heads up racing quarter mile? You really think that?
I know that. I know that. But they're going to race on my turf.
Okay. I see what you're saying. You want their times. I'm standing now.
Yeah, one thing about me, if those races go down, I'm going to tell you now, if that race go down with Area 51, Headbuster, I really want Cobra Commander. It's going to have to go down in Cecil, in Georgia. I will not run them nowhere else but at a good hooking track, which would be Cecil. Now, Lord knows I called Cobra Commander out. I walked in the Winnebago where the owner was sitting. 2 weeks ago, and I called him out. We can't do nothing with your cuts. We are not hooking. Our bike is not running right. Go race somebody else. I said, well, do. Headbuster, his bike was down. Error 51, I'm not ready for him, but 13, I will be. I done told that again and again.
What?
Well, I read on Psycho Bike the Headbuster was looking for you, and you just totally ignored and wouldn't respond. So,
well, one thing
I
about it,
go off of what I read.
Right, and one thing about a real racer, know when to respond. The reason why I didn't respond because I know I'm not ready to race that cat. But give me a couple of weeks. 2013 is right around the corner. Give me a couple of weeks and we ready.
Now you know Headbuster will be down there in Louisiana too, though, man.
Say what now?
But you know Headbuster will be down there in Fat Tuesday, been too down in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Okay,
now, I heard you bash the heavy guys in drag race. Why do you do that?
It's almost, I'm not really bashing them. That's like constructive criticism. See, okay. I watch a lot of talk shows, and at the end of the show, they always give you a thought to go by. And that's the thought to go by. If you want to be known and seen and remembered in this game, drop the weight, okay? You don't see Kobe Bryant weighing 500 pounds trying to play basketball, do you? Why try to defeat the odds? Lose the weight and win, or keep the weight and eat barbecue all day.
Okay, let me ask you this. What would be a fair race with you sitting on Caesar with the heavy hitter? Would it be back tire in the break? Would you do that with the heavy hitter? I'm asking, would you do that with the heavy hitter, back tire in the break in the eighth?
Here's why I do. And you won't hear me say this, but one time I would do like Billy Bowles say he'll do Johnny Locklear. I will put on enough weight to match that weight of the heavy hitter. Now, Lord knows I'm going to have to strap on at least probably about 180 pounds to match up with 230, but, I mean, I'm willing to do that. I mean, you know, I just don't believe in big guys getting out there on those bikes. And something happened to him. I don't want to see that. It's like a marshmallow getting splattered on a fire. I mean, I don't want to see that happen to them guys. Leave it to the
expert.
Hey,
this is what I'm asking cut you. Too. I'm not cutting you off a conversation, but I just want to let you know that Big Dan, all those guys will be there too. Now, they 300-plus pounds too on some good bike.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm biting my fingernails every time I see them go down the track because that weight, man.
Well, the question that I will ask you, would you try one of them in?
Yeah, if they want to see what they made out of, I will. I will. Who do y'all want to see me run? Big J? Possum? Already tried to do that. Who else? Name some more big riders.
Now, you know Possum will be down there too, man, so that the list goes on and on. So, but
I would give Possum the back tie in the quarter. But you know what? He's not going to do that. Because
that's all you going to give a heavy riding? You're not showing us too much respect.
Yeah, I'm showing you respect, but also I'm not willing to take a loss against a fat man. Remember that.
We give it up a lot of pounds at least. Come on now.
And I understand that. I know you're speaking for all the big brothers and sisters out there, but I'm not willing to sacrifice too much to take an L to y'all, okay? Because that's all I need to lead the track and go by the IHOP and see all y'all in there having a party.
You think two boys don't say that about you? You walk around with them little braids and stuff. They said, I got whooped by a woman. You think they don't think that?
Look, names would never hurt me, okay? Names.
No, I'm
never
just saying. You pointed out what you pointed out. I pointed out how I pointed out. You know, you look at things different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they say I walk around the track, I twist with my arm bend and all that there. You know, that's cool. But you know what? When I hold up that trophy, my arm go one way and that's up in the air.
Well, I'm holding your hand up, so it's supposed to go up in the air now.
Well, say what you want to say. I know I talk, and I know I bash a lot of people, but I can take it, too. I can take it. So say whatever you want to say about me.
I give you that. You can. You race, and I give you that. You won a couple. You lost a couple. That's one thing I can't say about you.
You know, so, I mean, you know, it don't matter to me, man. I know this is just like sports. It's a sport. It is a sport.
Right.
I mean, you're going to win some and you're going to lose some. You know, a lot of people got it made up that they spend $10,000 or $20,000 that they expect to win every time they go out. Bro, I guarantee you, I done spent more money than the average racer this year trying to stay on top. In my last race, I won. And you know, that's enough for me.
I got a question, another question for you. What is this up with you make one pass and you're good, then the second pass you blew up?
Let me explain this. I ran a shakedown. I came up in the air. It was a dud. I came back. I did the grudge race. I won. I got in the burnout with Sinister, and my master link came off. We could have fixed the bike, but we didn't have no money locked in, so we let bygones be bygones. You know, it's all about what I want to do. I don't race because the crowd tell me to get out there and run my bike. The reason why they say I got a one-pass motorcycle is because that one pass, I win. That's the reason why. And brother, with all these questions that you're asking me, it seems like you need an autograph poster. Send me your address, and
you know
I will
what? I would probably, if you gave me the poster, and it's real talk, I would probably take that poster and let you autograph it for me and then burn it up in your face. That's probably what I would do, just being
and
real.
And you know what? And you know
because
what?
Because you know what? You're on your own balls all the time. That's the thing. Let somebody else blow your own smoke. You know what I'm saying? It's like you suck your own shit. You know, real talk.
Wow.
Every week you are doing it.
Look at here. The gay comments we don't tolerate on this show.
No, it's
so
not gay. It's just straight up. You come over here, okay. You like you're a superhero. You're not a superhero. I just want to let you know you're not a superhero.
Look, if I need to save you from anything, let me know. But I'm going to give you an autograph poster. I want you to put it up in your room over your nightlight.
You save your time.
Okay?
Save your time.
You know,
don't discard yourself.
It sounds like you got a lot on your heart, a lot on your mind, brother. But you know what? This is the time to let it out.
I want you to race.
I'm racing.
Really
what you talking about? You sound like a total.
No, just get the pot up and race Area 51 and head bust the ones. If you're a big dog like you say you is, you're going to get the big dog money right.
Okay.
Did I not
beat a HTP motorcycle? Cocaine. Was cocaine a big dog? Is cocaine a big dog?
I don't know nothing about that bike, so.
Wow. I can't believe that. Now nobody don't know nothing about cocaine. But you know
I
what?
I don't know nothing about that bike. You can hear say one thing, but I don't know nothing about that bike.
Now you don't know nothing about it. Okay, all right.
You classify as being a big dog.
But he beat you too, though. He has beat you too. Come on. Y'all won and won.
Wait, look, I haven't disputed that. But it's always people remember the last man standing. I'm still here. What you talking about? Look here, stop being a hater and be a congratulator.
I never hated you. I would never hate
you.
You're doing a good job, but you just need to get off yourself.
Wait, hold on. One thing about me, if I don't hype myself up, nobody will. So you can't never tell me not to hype myself up, brother. Now you're making me really hot right now. So you better cool off and put some ice down.
Ain't nobody worried about you getting hot. I want you to get hot. It ain't nothing you gonna do.
And you know what? You're right. It's nothing I'm gonna do. But you know what? You need to put the phone down and go take
you
a cold shower.
Why you can't put the phone down and take a cold shower? See, you can't give orders to somebody who won't give orders to you. You can't do that.
Oh, man, here we go. I mean, come on, man. Come on. Do we really have to sit here and listen to a hater? I got fans that want to talk to me. Can you get off the line? Oh,
get
man.
One of your fans on that want to talk to you. I'll be quiet.
Chris, can you chime another fan in? This is a true hater.
Wow. No, you just can't out-talk me. That's what it is, and you ain't
oh,
did.
Man.
Oh, I specialize in racing, not talking, brother. To all my fans, this do not be a hater. This is a true hater. I can't believe this. I win, and more guys are hating on me.
We're glad you won, man. I am glad.
It don't sound like it.
Would jump for joy and say hallelujah or something for you? No, that ain't happening, bless.
That still ain't going to take back my win, brother, so I don't care what you say.
I'm glad you got your win.
Oh, man, dog, I just stepped on the scale and say 150. Dang it. Thought I had gained a pound. Man.
Well, I tell you what, feel fine.
Yes, sir.
You, man, I don't know, though. That's about 50 pounds difference between you and Custom Cuts, though, isn't it?
That's
why I told him to give me the back tie and let me leave.
Yeah. Now everybody want me to give him something.
I mean, he says bike running the way it's running, you know. If he running 200 miles an hour and I ain't running about 145, 150, that ought to be a good race.
Look here, Strangler. Why don't I give my motorcycle to Erica and she give you a loss? Now, I do that in Bradenton. And I fly her there. I'll fly her there just to do that race. If you agree to it right now and lock it in, I'll go ahead and pay for the plane ticket right now and fly her down and do that race off the muscle. And I guarantee it's, you won't be there.
And I tell you like this, if I can hang up and call right back, I just need to make sure that my boy's on the line to see if my bike's going to be painted. My bike's at the paint shop.
You know what? I haven't even talked to Erica about that race, but I know if you lock it in right now, I can get her down there.
Listen to what I'm telling you. I told you I ain't running for no races, but I need to know my bike's going to be done. If the bike's going to be done, she got action, and I don't care how you see. She can't
win. Do you want to check that out and just call back in?
Ain't going to call back.
When you know me to run for somebody? Now, I've been in this thing for about a year, and I've seen you a lot of different places, and I ain't ran from nothing.
Look, why don't you go ahead and make the call? The line's going to be open. Just go ahead and call your tuner or whoever you need to call.
It's my painter.
Oh, it's in a paint shop. Okay.
I tell you that. I tell you, in order for me to be known, I need to put a paint job on it for it to be seen.
Look,
so I spent $3,500 on a paint job.
Hang up the phone and call Mako and see if they got it ready.
Oh, now you got jokes. Well, what you need to do is take them crayons off of your paint on that frame. That little orange, that marker, you need to take that off and get some real letters, get the mailbox letters off of them.
Wow.
And you need to spell season right now. That is misspelled.
I had more fun talking to that hater.
Well, the hater's still on the phone, but I'm telling you, I know these people want to see racing, and I'm telling you, Erica, listen to me. You can't win.
Okay.
You can't win. See, he's trying to put you on the bike because the thing is, you know, if he get me to move in the back tie, that's an L for him. But he'd rather people say, oh, he beat her, not me. He's smart.
No, he wouldn't do that.
He just told another man 230 pounds he'll get in the back tie to move. I'm 190, 200. He won't give me nothing.
Because you know what, really, I want to see a woman beat you, that's all. Yeah, you know, I ain't got past that little comment. You talking about I look like a girl when I go down the track. I want to see a real woman beat you. That's all.
Hey, man, that was just a joke. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
that's just
Lord knows, I can give you five in a break, but I ain't trying to do that.
Hold on. No, don't talk about it.
Look, let's talk about, you know, I don't want to see him jaw-jack on something that ain't going to happen. Chris, do you have anybody else you can let in? I mean, any of my fans out there that's wanting to talk to me? I mean, I'm here.
We'll make a call out to see if someone would chime in and get something.
Erica, you laughing a lot tonight now. I don't like that.
Let me
make a phone call.
I got a new
I'll call you.
Okay.
All in my mouth.
Okay.
You know, I want to talk to my fans, you know?
All right, we got a caller here. 3494. Your mic is open.
What up, Custom Nation? It's Mr. 750, one of your fans, man.
What's going on, my biggest fan out there?
Not much. Just chilling, listening to y'all talk shit.
Yeah, what have you been working on?
Well, man, I'm looking for another bike, to be honest.
I heard that. I thought you was going to try to put, you know, something together with that 750.
I can't do too much, man. I mean, I talked to a couple of guys and everything, you know. I was going to do a little motor, a little head work and all that stuff, but, you know, I'm going to end up investing $10,000, $15,000 in that bike. I wasn't going to have
my man. You're right.
I mean,
you know,
I would throw turbo on it with some spray, but Erica told me I have a death switch if I do that.
Yes, 187. Yeah, you're going to murder yourself.
Yes.
So what's been going on? Did you see my last race on the internet? It was all over the internet.
Yeah.
All over.
Against Tackle Box?
Yes. It was murder.
Oh, yeah, man.
Murder.
Oh, man. That's all I've been doing, man. All I've been dreaming about was, you know, next year, you know. That's all I'm thinking about, man.
I like that word you use. That's all you've been dreaming about. You know what? I need to use that. I think I'm going to put that on the back of a T-shirt. That's all I've been dreaming about. Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get where you and Eric at, you know.
Are you looking for a 750 engine to go back on there that's modified, or are you?
Nah, I'm looking for a 1300 or anything better.
Okay.
I mean, because I did find some guys that make 1750 kits for a 1300. And I'm looking into that.
Are you talking about grudging, or you just want to do that just to, you know, kind of step it up a little bit?
Step it up a little bit, man. You know, like you said, I only live once. So, you know, why not go out and have fun?
Right. I know. Go ahead.
I just got a message about a guy that had a bike, so afterwards I'll make contact with you and exchange the number with you. And
okay.
Also, we got another call. 3356, your mic is open.
Hello. You know what it is.
What's going on?
You already know what it is. You already know what it is, ZZ. But, hey, that man there, he wanted to run a 750. My little cousin got a 750.
Yeah, but it ain't come.
It is right now, but how we need to come?
I mean, hey.
It's bone stock.
Mine bone stock.
Bone stock.
How long you been racing? I'm the rookie of the year. You know, I'm just a rookie.
We're going to put dust on it. I'm going to tell you that now. It's a true 750 and bone stock. I swear, we ain't got nothing to prove. But, hey, we try to address everybody who want to race.
Oh, I mean, I'll race anybody, you know. I mean,
just like you,
ZZ.
Just look, do not let that word slip out your mouth like that. Continue talking to Mr. 750, and I will get to you later.
Hey, my little cousin got a 750, for real. A 0102 750. And we'll try something with it.
It's time to break it open, baby.
I've been around these races long enough to know ain't gonna stop 750 out there. But me.
It ain't no track bike.
Ain't
he
cool.
Ride around, but hey, if I need to drag it somewhere, I'll throw that mother in the trailer. Let's get it.
I've been around long enough. I know I'm a rookie, and I'm just, you know, making a transfer over from the street racing to legal racing to legit shit, but nah, I don't trust that. I mean, I'll run you just for the hell of it, but I'm not going to put no money up on this.
Besides, you on, baby.
It's been around every day.
But,
hey, CZ.
Yes, sir.
I talked to my crew.
Uh-huh.
Know what they said, right?
I don't know what they said.
We got to fall out this year.
Fall out with who?
You. They said Cousin Court, South. Got the battle, but Cousin Court North. No, we Cousin Court North. Yeah, we ZX.
No. Alex, it seems like every time you come on the line, it's always a bunch of noise. Can you please clear that up? I mean, a celebrity like myself shouldn't have to talk under these conditions.
Okay. Well, I'll call your ass on your cell phone, bastard.
Wow.
Wow. W-O-W.
Wow.
Hey, ZZ.
Yes,
hey, where them damn white boys at? Have they been on him?
No. You know what? I have exterminated the white boys. Trust me.
We got another caller here for 1 second, guys. Let me go on and let them chime in. 067 at Jamaica's open.
Yeah, that's the feedback on the strangler.
Okay.
I made a phone call to my buddy.
Here we go.
To figure out my disdained character. But I really won't cuss him on the bike. But if he want to put her on it, that is what it is. Did he chime in?
Yeah, he should be on.
0905.
Oh, let me, I think we may have lost it.
I put all my chips on Erica.
Thank you.
I put all my chips on Erica.
Thank you. And you know I'm putting everything on her if she's sitting on that Caesar bike. I'm putting everything. And I'm taking everything. Nah, bro, you know what? You can't beat that girl. You can't beat that girl.
Let me 0905. Your mic is open. Zero 0905. Your mic is open.
I guess Cousin, I scared him off.
Well, who's riding down the street with the window down, man?
Alex.
Hey,
Alex.
No,
Alex.
I know it's not me.
That's probably me. I'm at work, man. I'm a hard-working rookie.
Hey, well, you might need to call back when you get off work, man.
With this,
man, my time
is phone here.
Just hold me over.
Okay. 0801, your mic is open. 6801, your mic is open.
Don't let that hate up out on.
6801, your mic is open. All right, 1718, your mic is open. Okay.
Man, tell whoever that is working them fries over there at McDonald's, they need to hang up.
Yeah, that was 01718. Your mic is open.
Wow. W-O-W.
6801. Your mic is open.
I guess I done scared everybody off, man.
Man, you done that when you off of that race, man, with that promo bike. I think that.
Yeah, and they really think I was talking. Yeah, I'm going to do that for real. What I got to lose? Okay. I'm racing a freaking promo. What I got to lose? That's crazy, man. You got to take chances.
And I'm going to pull a head camera off for that. When the man on your helmet?
Yeah, for real, I got one on my tail section, too, so. How many cameras you got? How many cameras you got? One?
I may have to go out. No, I have two, so I may have to go buy an extra one off for this.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to be a sight to see, because I'm flying my tuna in, so we should be good. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go. 6801. Your mic is open. All right, 6452. Your mic is open.
Let me see what's the difference in leaving at 2 and leaving at 9.
6452, your mic is open.
Mm-hmm. I know what it is, definitely.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
So, listen, so it looks like you're gonna be ready for the 16th.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely be ready. Like I say, I'm racing Lil Mike and his top gas bike, so to let me leave, or whatever, these drag bikes, to let me leave.
Okay. Then you got the race Hillside too.
Yeah, you got that. You know what? Hillside won't even be there. Trust me, he won't be there.
I don't know why he said. I've been to every race that I said I was gonna be to. You just be there, and don't be running around looking crazy.
Well, you know, I can't guarantee you that. You know, I do run around, but you know, we will be in South Florida. You know.
Well, you know, I'll be there. I'm looking at the calendar right now on the 16th. I'll be there. Whether you got Erica there or not, whatever you want to do it for is fine. With me and you race, I'm getting the back tie and the brake, whatever you put on it. With me and her race, it's straight up on the tree.
How you gonna sit here and tell me what I'm going to give you? You get the back tie and go off the lights. That's what you do. Don't sit here and try to tell me what I'm going to do. This King Caesar you talking to, you get the back tie and go off the lights. Don't ever approach me for what you gonna tell me what I'm gonna do. No, you ain't gonna tell me what I'm gonna do. You get the back time, we go off the light. If I beat you, okay, then I give you the back time to break.
No, first of all, you ain't finna tell me the way you tell them boys and take their money. I'm telling you, I'm getting the back tie and the break.
Okay.
Or whatever you say.
Well, you know what? You'll be watching me all day then.
Well, you ain't gonna make the two passes anyway, so it won't be too much to watch.
So I got another question with you, man. We're gonna look. Put this race here on pause. The heavy hitter, man, for us with those guys there. Would you look for a head up race with them, or you don't? But you're actually lighter than those guys. So no, I'm talking to Hillside, but he said he was only 190 something. So that's still not fair to the big guys.
I take a head up race with the big guys. I used to be big. It don't matter to me. I take a head up race.
Okay.
He can be through.
I already got a hitter right there now. Get drugs, huh? That ain't no
I
problem.
I may have a person in interest. We may touch base offline with that one. I'll let you know the details.
Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be fine, man. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
But I want you to know this. I do need some new haters because the old one's starting to like me.
Yeah.
I think you might be hating under your voice.
No. As you can see tonight, it was numerous of people that came on hating against me just because I was on the line tonight.
Well, are you going to give me the race I want?
No, I give you the race that I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell y'all a secret. To everybody out there that's weighing over 170 pounds, stop eating meat. Stop eating meat. Right now, I don't eat meat, and I lost a lot of weight. If you ever want to be small like Custom X, stop eating meat. Stop stopping at the Burger Barns, at the Whataburger, at the McDonald's, at the Burger King's, and watch how much weight you lose.
Well, that's kind of funny you say that, because I figure at 6'1" and I'm 185 pounds, I ain't got no fat, so I don't really know what you're talking about.
Only you know that. We don't know
that. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Stop eating the burgers. I'm being real serious.
We're going to try to open up two more mics here. We're going to see if these guys are back on 6452. Your mic is open.
Look at
that mirror.
Okay.
That sounds like a bad guy.
6801, your mic is open. All right. So what else is going on, man, in the month of December 4th, is anything or any reason? What's Alabama? They haven't checked in tonight, so let's see if anybody on from Alabama is kind of chime in and give us a tell what's going on. I know Killzone made a post today by some list that he called out about 7-8 people. maybe he can chime in if he's on to see to make his call out or whatever, see if anybody on that's willing to accept his challenge. Okay, we got one person here. 0905. Your mic is open.
Okay, that's my sponsor right there. Is the bike going to be ready on the 16th? I guess he ain't hit one.
Look like your sponsor don't know what he's talking about.
His line is open. I mean, it's...
He must have got the phone on mute. I know he got to hear me. I just need to know the bike going to be ready.
Hey, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah,
hello. Can you hear me? Yeah, tell a couple cuts. It ain't about eating me. Tell them quit taking me.
Yeah,
and we will see his ass on the 16th. He can stand on the fence, jump up and down, or whatever he want to do. Just as long as he get his ass in them lights.
You hear that?
Look, I don't talk to people beneath me, okay? So you can tell your sponsor that I will be there and y'all get the bike tie come off the light.
Beneath you?
Yes. I'm a winner.
You're a weenie. You ain't a winner.
I'm a weenie? Whatever, man.
Cuffing clown. That's what they should call you. Cuff my ass. It cuffing clown. People beneath you. All
yeah.
Thing gonna be beneath you is that ragged ass bike of yours. Get in line.
So that's the bike tie to hit, what he's saying.
Every time I went to the track, you had a problem with that damn thing.
Yeah, you right. Yeah. That's the reason why I won. I had a problem with it.
Yeah, you won. No, that ain't why you won.
Yeah.
We will see. Ain't no whole lot of talk need to be done. We'll see you on the 16th, buddy.
All right, no problem. Ain't no back time to eat it.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
well, take it then. Take it. If you want to hit, take it. Take it. You come down there, run me head up, and take the hit from me. I'll cut a better light than me. That's what you do. Are y'all scared to raise me head up? Stop trying to make a name for yourself and stay in your league. Y'all can't run with me.
We ain't got to make no name for you. You're doing a good job for us.
Y'all can't run with me head up. Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, man, I'm out here. I ain't got to deal with this clown, man. Put somebody over there talk to them.
Yeah, you know what? Bye. Bye.
No, I ain't going to do it. Let me turn your mic off.
Hey, you the fool. You the fool. I tell you what, go beat that all motor 1000 that drove you down the track.
You couldn't do it.
I ain't got to.
Go beat that booster you on that we drove down the track. Tell them about
you right.
Tell them about that booster you got drove. Don't tell about somebody
right.
Else from LV.
Right.
Tell them how you got drove.
Hey, and you know what? I
don't talk about
nobody
else. Don't talk about it, baby. Be about it. You got
drugs. I get drugged every weekend.
But tell that man to stay off your ass. He ain't going to do you like that.
Hey, you know what?
He ain't
going
to be dragging you like that. It's wrong. It's stopping of you.
You right.
It's wrong. It's stopping of you. He ain't going to be doing you like that.
But I ain't never got to be my own motorbike.
I tell you what
we're going to
do. Go get your intervention. We're going to run an intervention for you. We're going to try to help you and keep that man out of your head.
Yeah, you did. I ran you on motor. I ran you on motor, remember?
And you tried to steal you. That black thing wouldn't make it down the track.
And
you
Gerald ran y'all on motor.
Who?
Gerald ran y'all on motor. I ain't never got beat by all motor 1000. No.
I'll take my loss.
You need to take his. Like you take it every weekend.
Yeah, I take it every weekend.
You right. Gerald beat me. But you see, I ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
Eat the cake, anime. Eat the cake, anime. All you
right.
Do is the cake, anime.
You right. But y'all sitting there begging. Y'all come on the airways tonight begging.
I ain't begging, man. I just trying to make it fair. I told you, I'm trying to make it fair. I'm getting up.
You want to talk about your big bike? The big bike?
You don't want to. You don't want to tangle with that bike. You already know. You don't want to tangle with that bike.
All right. Okay, man.
You already know.
Yeah. I want to tangle. That's why I'm asking for a little something. I want to make it fair.
You get the back tie. You get the back tie.
That ain't nothing. I mean, I think you already telling people
you already 2014 different year.
You were.
Well, I told you 2013.
You don't
want to
buy a
mic in the head up.
Man, 2013, y'all gonna be some clowns like y'all was in 12. Clowns.
Who clowns? You want to run the whole circus?
Well, you know what? Y'all gonna be my workers then. We all gonna be clowns.
With your yellow and black, with your orange and black on it like a punk.
You right? Y'all gonna be some clowns then.
Pick them braids. I'm picking out afro.
Hey, but look, I need to talk to some of my fans. It's nice talking to you, owner, sponsor, whatever you want to call yourself. But I need to talk to my little fans out there.
You ain't got
no
fans,
man.
Hey, you got no fans.
They don't like them on this side. Never. Let me quit that out, man.
Hey, man, I'll be real. You can't get me to hit in the back tie on that bike. You ain't working with what you say you're working with. You asking a pro mod for the hit.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't working with nothing. You won't get
that. You ain't working with nothing. I'm just saying you ain't working with what you say you're working with.
You
said I got beat by All Motor 1000. I said I did.
Yep.
And obviously you say the 1000 was a piece of junk. So that means I got a piece of junk too, right?
I don't know what you
let me tell out of that. I guarantee you I paint your bike a different color.
Okay. You know what? Head up and you tie out of there. That's what you get. Now, fed on that. Head up and you tear out of there. Now, see how far big you balls in. No. Don't talk that, man. You tear out of their head up. You tear out of their head up.
We'll see you on the 16th, baby.
Yeah.
I tear out of their head up.
Hey, you want to
turn the clock off and I just leave.
No, look.
Turn the clock off and I just leave.
Look, I don't care when you take off, before the lights or after the lights. I can't leave until you leave, and I guarantee you I'm going to come by you. Now, take that.
I take that.
And be the man.
I take that.
Through the quarter mile. It don't matter. That's a bet. You get to move. You get
to
move.
That.
I'm going to show you something.
I take that. Look here.
I want that money when I come back.
Yeah, I'm going to show you something.
Look here. All I said, I take that. Now, Gerald gave you my number. All you got to do is get in touch with me, and we can figure out what you want to do it for.
Look. It don't matter about that, man. You get the tie out of there. Whenever you get ready to go, it don't matter. I can't move until you move.
Is the bike going to be painted by the 16th?
I hope it'll be painted.
If it ain't, we're coming
in
problem.
We're coming out with no damn plastic. We're driving no plastic. Fuck it.
Okay, all right. Let's go with the move.
You won't look no worse than him.
Okay.
I guarantee you one of y'all going to shoot each other in the head when I get finished with you.
Hey, shit, that's okay. As long as you don't commit suicide, you figure you loot and jump off your damn bike.
Okay.
Well, I feel good. I got the race I want. Either let me tie out of there, I take it.
Yeah, that's the race you want. That's what you're going to
I tear out of there. That's good. You ain't got to talk about nothing else. When you want to tell me what you want to do it for, that's it. Then we can go on from there. Now you can talk to your fans now. I just listen.
Oh, good night, Jerry. Hey, Matt.
Okay. Good night, Cobo.
Matt.
Yeah.
He went to Jerry.
The jeweler maker.
Hey, I think he went to Jerry.
We got another caller here. Guys, we're going to go in and open up the mic. 1718. Your mic is open. 1718. Your mic is open.
Cousin Cut, that might be one of your fans.
We're going to try one more time. 1718. Your mic is open.
You better worry about that move because you just messed up.
No, I'm good. I'm
okay.
Good.
Okay.
And right after you, Walter Spott will be next.
Okay.
Man, he'll sound like he's on a mission.
A mission of suicide. He's going to shoot himself in the head when I get finished with him.
If I can, I'm going to tell you like I told Alice, if I put both of these hands around your neck, I'm going to strangle you.
All the newcomers talk like that, Chris. All the newcomers.
Man, sure, I'm confident in what I do. It don't matter. Basketball, football, it don't matter. I do it all.
That's what Bo Jackson said, and you see where he at.
Nah, I don't know where he at.
Where you going to be at home?
This boy here.
And you, hey, and I'm gonna tell you something. I ain't got nobody backing me up tonight. I don't need nobody co-signing with me. I'm handling all y'all by myself.
You ain't handling nobody.
Wait, hold on. Is this a hater? Come on now. I thought you were gone.
Nobody. He let you sit there and talk, but I can get on y'all day. He did nothing. Ain't killed nothing, ain't
not gonna
die. Shit.
You know what? You're like a Flavor Flav. You're a one man show.
Okay.
That's it. Hater.
Okay.
Hater.
Man.
Y'all come over here. How can a man come on this radio and call a woman out? Then you gonna call Custom X out, the man who's doing everything? Come on, man. Come on, I'm the man to
beat,
man.
Custom X, I'm really gonna ask you a question. I'm really finna ask you this question. I ain't gonna be around these parts of the woods for a minute, but I'm willing to tangle with you. I'm willing to tangle with you, and I'm a heavy hitter. And I wanna do this eighth of a mile. You let me move in the eighth of a mile, you got action.
I'll let you move a quarter.
I'm sitting on the street tire. Come on. Yeah.
You know what? I had a street tire on my motorcycle, and I was beating everybody. I'll let you move in the quarter, fat guy. Come on, fat guy. And you know what? This makes me mad.
Don't call me fat guy. Don't call me fat guy. Call me porch stuff. They don't get to me.
No, because see, you know the only big people I see in racing is in NASCAR. Okay, in motorcycle drag racing, if you're not under 150 pounds,
okay,
don't race.
What's not fair about you? You weigh 150 pounds. You on a long booster. Why can't I get on a booster with a street tie and you give me the move in the eight? Is you scared of that?
Yeah. Let me ask you something. How old are you?
Old enough to be your daddy. Just put it like that. The way you talk.
Okay, well, be a man. Be a man, okay? Man,
I'm
trying
to get you. Be a man.
Be a man.
Give a fair race. Give a fair race.
Well, we got one more caller here. 1870.
Thank you.
Your mic is open.
Thank you.
Hey, 1870, your mic is open.
Yeah, hey, dude, how long was your bike? The one want to race Custom X?
It ain't that long, man.
Say what?
Which guy you talking about? About 72, man. 72.
You run the boost or thousand?
The boost.
All motor gas.
I got a little propane kerosene on it, man.
Don't entertain it yet.
Little propane kerosene. All I want is him to let a 250-pound tire to an eight. That's all I want. I want to show you and teach you how to dug it. That's all I want to do. Teach you how to dug it. That's all.
Man, you know what? You're a clown. You're a serious clown.
Well, I'm a clown you. I'm going to show you what this heavyweight going to do to you. Just give me the move.
Give you a move?
Thank you, nobody. Man. You can't do that.
He weighs 150 pounds. If you scared to give me a move, I get off the phone right now. You can't give 200 pounds on street tie to move. 250 pounds on a street tie to move.
No, I can't. Now get off the phone.
Okay. I'm off the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Jesus. You know what?
No, you say you're going to get off the phone. You say you're going to get off the phone. Bye.
Jesus. Get on the phone, you scrub. You scrub. Get off the phone, scrub.
Well, Custom, you know we going through the eighth, and I got a street tie.
We going through the quarter. What you talking about? You're right. Y'all get that fool off the line. I don't know who that guy is, but he's crazy. He owns something. Look at here. If you own something, I want something that's right. Look, if you own drugs, if you're taking any kind of medication, do not call in, okay? You're on drugs. You're nutty for about a week.
I said 250-pound racer, rider, on a street tire against your flat slick, and you weigh 150 pounds. Come on now.
Okay, my brother a rider, and he's 220. He's 220. He head up with you.
I don't want your brother. I want you with them little old plaques.
What?
I want you with them little plaques.
So it's not about the weight. Y'all want me. Y'all want to race me.
I just told you that. I ain't want nobody else. I'm talking to Custom Cut, Custom X, Custom
and
whoever.
Here's what we'll do. We'll give you one in the move in the quarter. One in the move in the quarter, what you want it.
Give me one. Since you feel so foggy there, mister, give me one in the move in the eight, then.
And you want the whole pecan pie. We ain't trying to get the whole pecan pie, Fat So. You get it in the quarter. Doggone. That's why I hate talking to fat people because they don't know how to reason. Okay? Look, Fat So, you get one in the move in the quarter. Okay? I can't help because I can see my feet and you can't. Okay.
He's at 250 now. Come on.
The one at 250. You coming to Bradenton on the 16th, man?
No, I ain't gonna make that one. I ain't gonna make that.
He ain't gonna make it because he can't get up on the kitchen table.
No, man, I'm serious, man. Stop joking. I'm trying to find some people I can race.
Let him get on with you, fat jokes. It's funny for him.
We got another caller here. 6645. Your mic is open.
I hope it's not another big racer. Trust me.
6645. Your mic is open. All right.
Oh man, this need to be named Grudge Talk for the Fat Racers Only. Because next week I'm not even calling in because I feel like...
Don't call in. Please don't call in.
I feel allergic because I feel like I'm gaining weight as I talk to y'all. Okay?
You sound dumb. Had to stop.
No, you sound fat. You talking just like that. You sound dumb.
But you won't take that race, will you? You will not take that race. You scare me.
Did you just offer a guy a back tire and a brake?
Look here, boss hog. I don't want to talk to you no more, okay? Chris, do we have anybody else?
Yeah, we got 6645. Your mic is open.
Yeah, it's me, Possum, man.
What's going on, Possum? Hey, boss hog.
I just heard this man just offer somebody the back tire and the brake in the corner.
That was for all the little boss hogs out there. You're not a boss hog.
Oh. I'm
going to
fall
at 240
pounds.
240?
He won't let you move an eighth. Hey, Pop, we're going to let Pop stay with his back tie in the
quarter.
Man,
you are scary,
Joker. You see that? That's scary. But you know what? You should have chimed in earlier. Don't wait till the last 10 minutes to chime in talking about you want some action.
I want some action. I just want to confirm you offered somebody the back time to break. Dang.
Will you be in Bradenton? If you be in Bradenton.
I'll be there watching.
Okay. All right. Cool. You will get an autographed poster from Custom X.
Oh, man.
I'll give it to my son so he can kick that too when I bring it home.
So you say you're going to get one of the rings with Papa
Lou? Post.
I didn't hear you, Chris.
One,
what'd
two, three, what, four, maybe five what heavy hitters that came out for you tonight.
As a matter of fact, Custer.
Matter of fact, if there's four or five heavy hitters on here, what they want to do is pop them. And I'm fucking.
Uh-oh, Hillside Strangler? Papa's calling you out.
He called me. I don't know nothing about no possum or whatever, whatnot, but I mean, I ain't scared of getting no lane.
Possum.
I'm 1,000.
What you got?
I got a Hayabusa.
Flat slick, street tire, gas, motor. What you got?
I got a little motor with a street tire and gas.
Little motor with some gas. Okay, heard that one. You long, you short. What are you, buddy?
I'm about 77, 78 inches.
Good God, damn. Damn. How much you weigh, sir?
I'm 78. I weigh 190 pounds.
190 pounds? Sounds like you got to hit a weight and custom cut.
He weighs 190 with a receding hairline.
Damn, Derek.
Because I used to have my braids pulled too tight like him.
He weighs 190 with a receding hairline.
Got so in.
Hey, I had to get you.
It's all good.
Well, you gotta be all night,
y'all. I'm gonna peel your cap back.
You got time one to get in. Gotta let me in.
Can you let me stay out of there? I gotta have you. Now, I mean, what, you wanna do something too? Hey, Ben.
I keep going here.
How long is it like? 78 or 80?
Nah, it ain't. It's about 76, 77.
77. On the street, guys.
Hey.
What you want to do, boss? Yeah.
Tell old couple cousins now that they got them two in, they're about to have Brady.
What y'all at? A campfire with all them men in the background? What y'all doing?
We waiting on you. Everybody need a girl in the campfire.
Everybody need a woman.
He told Pop he's gonna give him a poster. Tell me getting cold out here. Everybody need something to throw in the fireplace.
Man, we trying to talk about racing. Y'all over there playing cars or doing something else. I don't know.
All right, we got another call.
3494,
your mic is open.
Yeah, it's Mr. 750. I'm off
okay.
work now. Last
okay.
couple of minutes, you know. But yeah, man, I don't want them autograph posters.
Yes, sir.
Well, if anybody on the line possibly made a call out to any heavy hitters or whatever, saying that he would be in person this next weekend, might have wanted to take that challenge up with him.
Well, Possum, I'll be in Bradenton next weekend, too. I mean, we could do something.
What you got? You saying when I was just talking to?
Yeah, I got a booster. He said 77, 78 inches.
God damn.
There we go again. That's why I hate talking to fat people.
Hey, I'm probably about 210 and less.
I'll tell you what, I'm 240 with all motor 1,000. No auto on a street tire. Y'all figure out what a fair race is. I'll be there.
See, I like talking to you. Because this other man over here, he talking crazy. Custom cuts.
That's it, custom cuts. We've all learned to hate him first, and now we're starting to love him. He's starting to become a household commodity. This is now turning from Grudge Talk Radio to CCCS, Customs Cuts Comedy Show.
Wow.
Jared, I'm not hating on you. You said you need a new hater. I'm trying to help you collect them. You never heard me talk bad about you, Jared. Now, don't you start your shit.
I got my black
and orange pom-poms right here, buddy.
There we go. This is my number one fan that gave me a nitrous bottle filled with air. Thanks,
no,
Pop.
No, fuck, I did not. That wasn't me. I didn't fill your bottle with air. And you,
hey, hey, you know I'm joking with you, man. You know I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, don't put that crap on me on air like that. I would never do nobody like that.
Hey, Pop, I'm just kidding with you, man. Come on now.
Man, my penis got all in a bunch when you just said that.
Well, I don't know about that, though, but,
look, we got another caller here. We're gonna run over to Mike. 7082. Mike is open.
Yes, sir.
7082. Your mic is open.
I'm on.
Okay.
Hey,
my God.
Hey,
how
you doing?
Because man, I am thinking about putting a bottle on the 750 though, for real. I know that's not
man,
gonna
this
do
man's good. Time. You got a 750.
Do what?
You scared of a man with a 750?
Oh, I'm not scared of no man with no 750.
No, you got a 750 to try a custom X. Ain't scared of you?
No. No way in hell I'll run him. I done seen the guy.
Man,
he
ain't
no
damn about it, man. Who you are? You might want to hang up the phone talking about you won't run.
Wait, hold on. Look, no. Don't stop it, sir. Continue what you said. No way you'll run who?
No
man,
way
shut up.
Run custom on a 750?
Shut up.
Come on.
God damn.
Okay,
I'm
well, you know.
Custom mix. I am his biggest fan, one of his biggest fans. He was asking
you. You know what?
You
what? From the phone
down, got a 750, but you.
You know what?
I put him on bike base with a 750.
He was well, asking me what I was going to do to my bike. I mean, don't hate the man on the 750.
Right.
I'm just starting out. I'm just starting out. So, shit.
Is it got 750 stickers and a 1,000 motor in it or what?
I ain't gonna disclose that right now.
Do not pick on Mr. 750. He's trying. He's one of my biggest supporters, and I support him. But you know what? You keep picking on him. I will help him out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now you be gone, Hayden. Be gone.
Hey, Jared.
Who is this? Who am I talking
to? It's possible again. Who was that guy you were talking to right before I chimed in that wanted to move? You offered him to move in the quarter. Was it a motorbike, I thought?
A motorbike. You talking about the guy that was hating on me. Is he still on the line?
Well, what's he got? Because I might be confused a little bit, and that's why I'm asking.
I thought he said he had gas on the bike.
Oh.
No, he's talking about the guy that was hating on me that kept giving the negative comment.
Oh, you're running heavy hit, though.
He got out, man. He got out. He probably was hungry, you know. He was just talking out his head. You know.
He was about 250.
On what? Yeah. Gas bike?
No, I said I'm 250 pounds. You give it a move in the eight. Let the balls drop, boy. That's what it said.
There you okay. go. Possum, there
oh,
you go.
God. He talking to Jared talking about
no, this
drop.
Ain't for popping. This is for custom whoever.
Yeah.
Custom Jerry, whoever, whatever his name means.
No, but
now,
Possum,
listen,
look, Possum,
I'm just
Possum
curious.
To know what would you do with him?
IPM Possum. IPM Possum. Right. Me and Possum, we'll
I'm on
talk
a cycle bike right now. You on the computer?
Too easy.
He don't want to do nothing. He just talking. Hater. But we're running out of time. We're running out of time, haters.
We got about 60 more seconds, so we still.
I just want to know the guy's name that told me I need to get off the damn phone because I got a 750. That's all I want to know is his name.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I just want to know his name. I'm a newcomer, and he want to come out to me.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry about that, Miss 750. I got your back. Whatever you can't handle, I can.
You can't handle yourself.
It sounds like somebody had a boy got me.
One more minute, people. Say something funny, Dan.
It sounds like somebody in a Boy Scout meeting.
This is not funny, Father, but did you hear what Cousin Cutter said he was going to run the Pro Mod bike?
Yes.
No, I got on only when I got on is when I got on, man.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Is he going to run a Pro Mod bike?
Yeah, he said he's going to run a Pro Mod bike. The Pro Mod bike is supposed to give him the, what is it? The one in the brake. Back side the brake.
One in the brake.
One in the brake.
Back side the brake.
In the corner.
Somebody's going to
run a quarter.
That's some of them run them.
He's getting
one
in the brake and eight.
No, he's giving me one brake and a quarter.
Damn.
In a quarter. Thank you.
Now, this could go bad for you now, Custom Cut. You got wheel on?
Okay. But I also got Dan Wagner. I also got Dan Wagner, so you know we already did the race before.
Oh, my God.
Dan got four Pro Mods sitting in the shop, and you know we're going to do the race before I even go over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know
riding?
How much. Say what now?
You're riding your bike, right?
I'm riding my bike.
Against
I'm riding my bike. Against a Pro Mod. I'm going to stay with my bike tie, and you're going to let me leave whenever I want to. And I guarantee you, it's going to be almost a photo finish. Watch what I tell you. Watch what I tell you. Because you know what? If he get on the other end of the 8 mile and blow up, it's over with. It's over with.
Well, that's a big gamble for you to risk thinking you're going to run a Pro Mod bike that's going to blow up in the corner.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, he better be going faster than a 430.
That's what I was thinking. They do run like 4.0s and stuff, man.
Not everybody.
So, Cuffin, what is where it's going to be at? Because I want to try to make that one. I want to see that.
Chris, can you tell them, please?
It's going to be February the 23rd down at State Capitol Raceway.
Louisiana.
Oh, that's right. That's where I get to get fed real good. I'm coming for the food. I can't keep my weight up this year.
Is Erica going to be there?
Yeah, Erica, are you gonna be there? If she's
Erica may be gone. No, she may be gone.
Yeah, man, we'll you know I can't really do no racing until my mentor says it's okay for me to do so. When she says I'm ready to race somebody, then I'll be there.
Possum, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm coming, man.
All righty. Well, you get to see firsthand, and I'm going to tell you now, I'm shitting down shop. If I get by that Pro Mod, I'm shitting down shop.
You get my Pro Mod on a clean pass, I'm packing my shit and going home.
Whoa.
I'll tell you that. I ain't hating you. I wouldn't even put BMF on that type of race. No, sir.
Okay. Well, you telling me, now, if I beat him and he don't have a clean pass, that means I can't get to brag?
No, you can brag. You win. I mean, hats off to you. Congratulations. But jumping up and down doing backflips on a dirty pass, I wouldn't do all that now.
That's the standard
of the win. A win is a win, and congratulations. But if you're doing backflips and pom-poms and the whole 9 yards, I mean, nah, dude, you're going to get hated off of that shit.
But now he also told him that he would give him another race with his light jockey, too. Now, this dude weighs 230, I think.
Oh, the dude on the Pro Mod?
Yeah, he said his Pro Mod don't go but 790.
He's a damn fool, a damn show lie. He fell for it.
Hey, you know what? He can say what he wants to, but you know what? I called him out. He didn't call me out. I called him out.
Yeah. Well, if you win, you win, man. All the grudge racing scene really wants to see is two bikes make clean passes. I mean, yes, at the end of the day, a win is a win, but You can't measure a win by a broke pass, man. I mean, really, you can't. I don't think you can. That's just my opinion. But then I don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. But, you know, congratulations if you win. But
when you got money on the line, I don't care if he break, make, or fake. You know, it's all about the win. It's all about the win.
Yeah, it is. It's all about the W at the end of the track. But you ask, can you celebrate? And I just told you, yeah, congratulations, you won. But wouldn't you like to win on a clean pass? And look over the shoulder and see that motherfucker right there in your back tire when you win. I've done that before, and it feels good.
it don't feel good to see someone willing.
Yeah.
Trying to win.
Well, you need to be in the giving.
Do what?
Yeah. You need to be in giving because when you put money on the line, I don't care what you do.
Well,
yeah, that's real talk there now. When you put money on the line, I don't care what he do in the other lane, as long as I get there before him.
Yeah, I mean, two separate things, man. The W saves you money, makes you money, but at the end of the day, it's about them clean passes. That's what I want.
Yeah, you're right. I tell you what, let me and you run and let's bet on the clean pass, okay? Let's bet on the clean pass. And me and you will never get paid.
I'll tell you what, me and you can talk. You put me in the right lane, let me get the stage on the back tire, giving it, let me move up out of there, I'll run you.
Man, stop thinking.
Say,
if you talk
third, I'm just, I'm not saying it like that stupid enough.
Run me head up with BMF. Bring BMF over there, run me head up. Stop talking about
BMF will be there. BMF will be there, and I just might ride it too.
Okay, well, that's going to be a joke. But anyway, Chris, you got anything else you
want to
say?
No, no more than we've extended the hours, but other than that,
Don't worry, Chris. I like to keep the track open an extra hour late. I pay for this extra hour, too.
Oh, we're going to keep it open as long as we can. They got
Thanks
a curfew at 12
open,
to have it, but we're going to start racing at 12 that day, so it's going to be 12 hours of race.
12 hours. All right.
Y'all know Possum, you know Possum, we nighttime people, so we won't come out the trailer till 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, that's in Bradenton. No, this is going to be over in State Capitol.
Okay. Louisiana, Hillside Strand, somewhere that you can't travel to, okay?
And I can travel anywhere. We got plenty of automobiles. That ain't got nothing to do with us.
We drive 250s around here, okay? Diesel up, okay? Don't bring no gas.
Yeah. We ain't got nothing gas. We got 3,500.
I got an F-250 I'll race somebody with, too.
Oh, no, you won't. Bring it.
It pulls my trailer everywhere I go. I can't out but bring it.
You sit there, you a possum, for real now. That's my brother now. You sitting there talking now. He will try you on that now.
Interesting in this. We can see where I know him. We can set this race up with the truck, man.
Oh, you got to do bracket.
Hell yeah. I like to see the black smoke pour out the back.
Okay.
Jared's all doing that because they need rings.
And, Jared, I might have you surprised down there in Louisiana when this race kicks off, buddy.
You going to have what now?
I have you surprised down for you in February for this race.
We'll talk
offline. We can talk offline about this, but you'll be racing. If you accept the race, you'll be racing Ike Turner.
Yes, sir. The smokeaholic. Yes, sir. The black lip bandit.
Oh, no, man. I wouldn't talk too much bad about him because he might just fool you. He'll be riding a nice flat slick booster, too.
Yes, sir. The black lip bandit.
Too bad he ain't on here tonight. He could chime in and say what he got to say.
We're gonna have to pull the plug now, though, because we'll extend it over.
Yes, sir.
We'll extend, yes. So we will resume next weekend if anybody's doing a race this weekend. Good luck to you. With this being said, we're going to first round back here again next weekend. So.
Y'all have a nice night, fellas.
All right, man. Good night, guys.
Paul Harvey.
Now you know the rest of the story. Good day.